When Osama bin Laden issued his videotaped message following the start of U.S. airstrikes, one of the men seated next to him was the Egyptian Ayman al-Zawahiri. And there's a school of thought that says Osama bin Laden should be seen as the man sitting next to Ayman al-Zawahiri instead. Zawahiri is the leader of Egyptian Islamic Jihad, scion of a respected Egyptian family, a physician by training. He was convicted in Cairo years ago on a weapons charge related to the assassination of Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. When he and bin Laden merged their organizations, some say that he provided the brains to organize terrorist schemes that bin Laden bankrolled. It's also reported that in the 1990s, al-Zawahiri traveled to the United States. Reporter Lance Williams of the San Francisco Chronicle has written about this. Mr. Williams, when did Ayman al-Zawahiri travel to this country?
The men who brought him here say they brought him here in 95. People who met him here say he was here earlier in 90. I think the FBI thinks it was 95 as well, but there is dispute over the exact date.
What was he doing here?
He was fundraising. He came here to a mosque in Santa Clara down in Silicon Valley and then toured the United States, also visiting other mosques in Northern California and in Texas and New York, raising funds for his organization. He had a fake name and a cover story that said he was fundraising for the Red Crescent, like our Red Cross. But the real intent, according to people who talked to authorities about it, was to raise money for Islamic Jihad. Some of the money was used, they say, to blow up the Egyptian embassy in Pakistan later in 95.
Now, the New York Times reported this week that at least at one mosque in Santa Clara, the fundraising trip was a bust. They didn't raise much money there. But I gather you figure he did raise some money in the
Well,
States.
he didn't raise much money in Santa Clara because the people were not receptive to his message, according to what one of the convicted terrorists told authorities in Egypt. But the same person says he raised about $500,000 in the United States from American Muslims on this tour. He was here many weeks.
As you say, he wasn't traveling as Ayman al-Zawahiri because he was on watch lists for a whole variety of things, certainly by 1995.
I would think he would have been on a watch list by then. The guys who brought him here, who were Islamic Jihad operatives who lived in Santa Clara, used a stolen passport that they say they then doctored up. And as they say, he had a pseudonym that he was traveling under.
Muhammad and the other man,
Mr. Dahab.
Dahab, were in effect agents of Al-Qaeda or of Egyptian Islamic Jihad based in Silicon Valley.
That's true. Or that's what they say. Dahab was a friend or someone who had met Muhammad in Egypt, came here like Muhammad, married an American woman, got U.S. citizenship, got various jobs, and also did tasks for Jihad. One of them was bringing Zawahiri here. Another he talked about to Egyptian authorities, he was tasked to plan a hang glider assault on a prison in Egypt where many of the Jihad leaders are incarcerated. He learned to fly a hang glider. He later shipped the hang glider to Afghanistan, went over there himself, trained cadres to fly the darn things. The effort was ultimately abandoned, and he came back to the U.S. That's his account.
When were the Islamic Jihad agents in California, when were they picked up and arrested?
Muhammad was arrested in connection with the embassy bombings in 98, and last year he pleaded guilty and turned state's evidence. We assume he's a valuable resource for the U.S. government. He knew bin Laden, worked with him, and so forth. Mr. Dahab was in Egypt at the time of the embassy bombings and was picked up by Egyptian authorities. He's doing his time in Egypt.
Well, Lance Williams, thank you very much for talking with
Yeah,
us
well,
today.
thank you, Robert.
Reporter Lance Williams of the San Francisco Chronicle.